BBC News with Jonathan Izard. The European Commission has released figures rejecting claims that migrants within Europe are draining their host country's resources by avoiding work and claiming social benefits. With the details, here's Paul Henley.
The Commission says European migrants without work make up less than 1% of the EU's population. It also says that while overall migration has increased over the last decade, the proportion of migrants without work has decreased, despite big rises in unemployment rates in host countries. Its figures suggest that most migrants not working are students, pensioners, or are caring for children, and that the majority share a house with at least one person in work. The report's conclusion is that inter-EU migrants pay significantly more in taxes than they get in benefits and services.
A spokesman for the British Prime Minister has insisted there is widespread and understandable concern about what his government calls benefit tourism. He said the UK government was working with other EU countries to stop migrants arriving specifically to get social welfare payments. Some British newspapers today claim there are as many as 600,000 unemployed foreign European citizens in the UK, a figure the European Commission says is quite simply wholly wrong. President Obama is to meet congressional leaders at the White House for more talks aimed at ending the partial government shutdown, currently in its 14th day. A statement from the White House said a planned meeting has now been postponed to allow the Senate more time to negotiate. Aides to the leaders of both parties have told the BBC they're no closer to a deal, but speaking earlier in the day, Mr. Obama struck a more positive note.
There's been some progress on the Senate side, with Republicans recognizing it's not tenable, it's not smart, it's not good for the American people to let America default. There's been some progress in recognizing that we're not going to be able to completely bridge the differences between the parties all at once.